which project should you be planning? Most of the outcomes you've identified for your projects list will not need any kind of front-end planning other than the sort you need to do in your head quickly and naturally to come up with the next action on them. The only planning needed for get car inspected, for example, would be to decide to check the phone book for the nearest inspection location and call and set up a time. There are two types of projects, however, that deserve at least some sort of planning activity. First, those that still have your attention even after you've determined their next actions. And second, those about which potentially useful ideas and supportive detail just show up. The first type, the projects that you know have other things about them that must be decided on and organized, will need a more detailed approach than just identifying a next action. For these, you'll need a more specific application of one or more of the other four phases of the natural planning model: purpose and principles, vision, outcome, brainstorming, and/or organizing. The second type, the project for which ideas just show up, ad hoc, on a beach or in a car or in a meeting, need to have an appropriate place into which these associated ideas can be captured. Then they can reside there for later use as needed. Projects that need next actions about planning. There are probably a few projects you can think of right now, off the top of your head, that you know you want to get more objectified, fleshed out, and under control. Perhaps you have an important meeting coming up and you know you have to prepare an agenda and materials for it. Or you've just inherited the job of coordinating the annual associates conference and you've got to get it organized as soon as possible so you can start delegating significant pieces. Or you've got to clarify a job description for a new position on your team to give to human resources. If you haven't done it already, get a next action now that will start the planning process for each of these and put it on the appropriate action list. Then proceed with further planning steps. Typical planning steps. The most common types of planning-oriented actions will be your own brainstorming and organizing, setting up meetings, and gathering information. Brainstorming. Some of the projects that have your attention right now will require you to do your own free-form thinking. This is especially true for those for which you're not clear about what the next action would be when you made that decision. These should all have a next action, such as draft ideas Ray X. You need to decide where and how you want to do that action in order to know which action list to put it on. Do you do this kind of thinking best on a computer or by handwriting your thoughts on paper? I may choose either medium depending on what my intuition tells me. For me, this next action would go either on my at computer list or on anywhere, because I can draw mind maps wherever I am as long as I have pen and paper. Organizing. You may have some projects for which you have already collected notes and miscellaneous support materials, and you just need to sort through them and get them into more structured form. In this case, your next action would likely be organize Project X notes. If you have to be in your office to do that, because that's where the files are and you don't want to carry them around, that action should go on your at office action list. If you're carrying the project notes around with you, in a folder or in a portable organizer or on a laptop, then the organize action would go on an anywhere or miscellaneous action list if you're going to do it by hand, or on at computer if you're going to use a word processor, outliner, or project planning software. Setting up meetings. Often, progress will be made on project thinking when you set up a meeting with the people you'd like to have involved in the brainstorming. That usually means sending an email to the whole group or to an assistant to get it calendared, or making a phone call to the first person to nail down a time. Gathering information. Sometimes the next task on project thinking is to gather more data. Maybe you need to talk to someone to get his or her input, call Bill Ray his thoughts on the manager's meeting. Or you need to look through the files you just inherited from last year's conference. Review associate conference archive files. Or you want to surf the web to get a sense of what's happening out there on a new topic you're exploring. R&D search firms for sales executives.